Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to another special edition of Home Based Business 101. At 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But during this month of March, we're going to special broadcast every United States on Saturday, Monday, Friday, share with people who like madness. Program. Sit back, listen to my theme song, and I'll be right back at you. All right, it's my time. That's our theme song that we focus on as we do our program each and every time, because it's important that as we face the world each day, that we see each day that it is my time. Why should I say that? Well, hey, you go to church, you go everywhere else, and then we always say that little saying, you know, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If that's the case, then why aren't you happy? Good question. That's a whole topic for another show. But you should be happy, and you should be thankful that you do have another day, and you have another day to be able to clear up anything that you did not get cleared up yesterday, and make it your time. Face every day as you face each day, and look at it as being your time, my time. I see every day as my time to, as they say, plan my destiny. Excuse me. Again, welcome to another edition of Home-Based Business 101. This week and all of this month, we will be sharing with people the whole theme of would you like to earn $10,000? And people say, yeah, what's the catch? There is no catch. It's just simply called going to work. Would you like to earn an extra $10,000? We have an opportunity in a company called YTB, Your Travel Biz, in which you can get involved, and from the day you sign up, for the first 30 days, if you follow the script and do what needs to be done, you will earn $10,000. Ain't no if, ain't no psych out in it. It's real. It's real. And people are doing that. For those that, you know, want to move a little slower, that's no problem. You still can make some money. But we have what's called a fast track program. And we're highlighting that this week, and we'll be highlighting that next week. And then I have a special guest coming on Sunday, which I'll talk about before the show is over. As you know, each time when we come on, we do a reading. We do a reading from Dennis Kimbrough's book, Daily Motivations for Success. I'm going to read our reading for the day. And it goes and starts out like this. Do it now. Many people know how to criticize, but few know how to praise. Quote by Ethel Waters, singer, dancer, and actress. Here's the reading for the day. Why do we find it so much easier to complain and to compliment the dead than the living? At funerals, the friends and family members gather, cannot say enough about the deceased. During life, however, all of those qualities that they now draw praise usually went unnoticed. On her deathbed, after a lifetime of love and devotion to others, Ida B. Wells, a journalist and social activist of her day, left this inspiring message. Loving praise is the best medicine. Don't wait too late. Be generous with kindness, but cautious with criticism. Life is as sacred as death. It's appropriate to remember a departed one fondly, but it's even better to say what we have to say while that person can still hear it. People don't become better or more deserving in death than they were in life. Living, not dying, is what makes us praiseworthy. It is no small thing to fall in love, to raise a family, to strive to assist others, to live each day with all its mundane routines as well as we can. We need to say all of those loving words and express all of those loving thoughts on this side of death. The dead are beyond the daily struggle and thus beyond any need of encouragement. It is we, the living, who must depend upon each other for mutual comfort and support. If we had a word of appreciation to offer, let us say it now while people are still here. Affirmation for the day. Today I will share my thoughts of love and respect before it's too late. It's so important, as she says in this whole thing, is that too often we wait till people have passed and gone home to glory. They talk about all the wonderful things they did and never had time to say that you loved them while they were here. Once they're gone, it's too late. And I had a good friend of mine, Dr. Leona Bias, who lost both of her sons. Some of you might remember one of her sons, Lynn Bias, great basketball player who had signed with the Boston Celtics and then had a tragic death. And then she lost her other son, Jay Bias. And she said, you know, people had so much to say. And she said, you know, the thing is important that all of us learn how to deal with the fact that our loved ones are here, and while they're alive, we need to praise them then. We need to embrace them then. Because once they're gone, the things that you wanted to say to them, they're no longer here to be able to hear it. And so that's so, so important. So if there's somebody in your family, somebody that you're close to that you haven't had a chance to reach out and say to them, I love you. Do it now. Make sure you know, don't let another day go by without saying, hey, you know, I love you. You know, I care about you. You really make me happy, and I'm glad that you're a member of my family. I'm glad that you're a friend of mine. Because once they're gone, they can't hear you when you say that. That's so important. And, you know, that reading sort of, you know, just touches my heart, you know, because there's people that I know will no longer hear. I have one good friend that I really miss a lot, and that's Ashaka Musa Barashango. And, you know, he was a good friend of mine. I didn't get a chance before he departed to just tell him how much I appreciate all the things that he taught me, the things that he shared, you know, with me. And I didn't find out that he was departed until he was gone. I mean, I didn't even know until like it was about a year later. People didn't let me know. So it's important that we stay in touch with people and share that. And that's our thought for today in terms of us, you know, before we get into the program and message and meaning. And so, you know, I hope you really take that to heart and think about that. Life is more than a dollar bill. It's more than the business things that we're going to talk about tonight. Even though you will hear me talk about a lot of business stuff tonight and making money and all of that, the other side of life is that making sure that we care and appreciate people. Again, we're talking about the YTB, your travel biz opportunity, or some of us saying YTB, you're truly blessed. Now, what's so special about this thing called YTB, your travel biz? People say, you know, is it just a lot of hype? You know, what's so special about this thing called YTB? Well, YTB is a network marketing company that has positioned itself in the travel industry to offer a tremendous opportunity and take advantage of a tremendous product. Let's talk about first the product. Travel. Travel is an industry that is, you know, really starting to realize its remarkable potential in the marketplace. The travel industry pulls in approximately $1.3 trillion annually in the United States and almost $7 million worldwide. I mean, that is a big, huge market. $1.3 trillion in the United States and $7 trillion worldwide. The travel industry, for those of you that, you know, might be involved in some other opportunities, and we're not putting any of those opportunities down. An opportunity is an opportunity. Whatever opportunity you're involved in, I hope you take advantage of it. But understand the bigness of the travel industry. It is bigger than telecommunications and financial services combined. Now, economists have identified four principal trends that are making a significant growth possible in the travel industry. This first trend that I want to talk about is a trend that's called the baby boomers. That is the generation of people that were born between 1946 and 1964. The baby boomers will have a huge effect on the travel industry. There are nearly 1 billion baby boomers worldwide. And the first of them are turning 60, nearly 1 billion, and they're turning 60. These 60-year-olds are facing retirement, which occurs at a rate of one person per 8 seconds for the next 20 years. And what will these newly retired baby boomers want to do when they retire? You already figured it out. Yes, travel. That's what they're going to want to do. They're going to want to travel. And they are retiring at a rate of one per 8 seconds. Just as fast as I said that sentence, somebody retired. Trend number two that makes it such a lucrative venture for YTV to be involved in the travel industry is the travel industry is growing 23% faster than the global economy. You know, and there's a lot of discussion nowadays about the economy and how the economy is working and all of that. But the travel industry is a growth industry. It's not a recession industry. It's not an industry. People are not stopped. People, no matter how bad times might appear, people are not stopping from traveling. With such a growth, there's a big boom on the horizon. In fact, travel is expected to double to $14 trillion worldwide in the next 10 years. $14 trillion, not billion, not million, $14 trillion. And of that economy, tourism accounts for about 11 to 13% of all consumer spending worldwide. So that's trend number two, that it, you know, the travel is a growth industry. Trend number one, as I said, is the impact of the baby boomers. Trend number three, and this is very significant, the continued growth of internet e-commerce will sustain online travel sales. Consumers are spending billions, sooner to be trillions. Right now, consumers are spending billions on the internet, and travel is the fastest growing segment of that trend. You know, 5 years ago, people primarily made small purchases on the net. You know, people, you know, they would purchase books and other kind of things like that. Today, people are comfortable buying things such as cars, homes. Yes, you hear what I said. Some people will buy a house on the Internet. People are buying cars on the Internet. And, of course, travel. People are taking care of that online. You know, some people might say, well, really? I mean, yeah, really. I mean, I remember, you know, it was a few years ago, I was skeptical about paying my bills online. Now, I pay my bills online like it's nothing, like it's second nature. And I mean, most of the people I know that have computers at their house and, you know, hooked up to the Internet, pay their bills online. People are also booking their travel online. Trend number four that helps tie this all together. And statistics show that small and home-based businesses are the fastest-growing segments of the U.S. economy. Home-based travel sellers are the fastest-growing segment of the travel agency community. With large and mid-sized companies downsizing and going out of business, corporate America offers little promise for job security. That's why people are turning to home-based business. And in the travel industry, the traditional travel agents are going out of business. The brick and mortar travel agencies, it's hard for them to stay in business because now people don't have to go to the brick and mortar travel agencies. They can go to click and order. Go online, click what they want, and order it. And so you say, now, what does all of this have to do with YTB, your travel biz? Well, YTB allows people to create a home-based business in the travel industry where they have the same online booking engine as Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, and the other companies out there that you can book travel on. They give you the same, the company gives you the same state-of-the-art booking engine website that you can go to and book your own personal travel and friends, family members, and people that you take on as customers can go to that site and book travel also. Now you say, now why is that significant and important? Well, let me explain to you why that's significant and important. Right now, if you go and book your travel at Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, Cheap Hotels, all of those different websites, when you finish, you get a confirmation to confirm that, you know, that you've booked what you needed to book, where you got to be, at what time, what place, you get a confirmation. With YTB, if you book your own personal travel on your site, not only do you get a confirmation that your travel is booked, you get a commission check. That's right. You get 60% of the marketable commission that the vendor would get. In other words, as a vendor, as a travel vendor, YTB gets money when travel is booked. The company gets money as travel is booked through its mechanism of our online travel websites. The company keeps 40% and gives you, the referring travel agent, the person in the business, 60% of the commission. What would you rather have, a confirmation or confirmation and a commission check? You figure that out. I think that's pretty easy to figure out. The other side that makes this such a significant and tremendous opportunity is that besides being able to have your own online travel booking engine, YTB allows you the opportunity to share this opportunity with other people and help them get their own online travel booking engine, which means the company allows you to open up what we call outlets. Other people that come into the company and come into the business and have an online travel site also themselves. And again, let me mention, you know, while I'm going through this, for those out there that's listening that might want to call in, our call-in number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. Any team members out there listening that want to call in and share their own personal testimony about how YTB has been good to them, you can call in. Anybody out there in the listening audience that might have a question or two, you can also call in. So, you know, the company allows you as a person to be able to do two things, and you can do both, or you can just do one. You can just have a site and have people book travel, or you can have a site and have people book travel and also sell travel stores, bringing other people on, or you can just sell travel stores and bring people on. The company wants outlets. The company's goal is to be the number one travel company in the world. And we're on track to make that happen by the year 2011, if not sooner. The number one travel company in the world. And you see, now that's a big, big, awesome task that the company is taking on. Well, the founder, J. Lloyd Toomer, is a visionary. He's a visionary just like Bill Gates was a visionary. Bill Gates said to five of his friends in his garage one day that there's going to come a time when the majority of the people in the world will have a computer in their house, their place of business, and they will need an operating system. And there's besides having a computer, there's an operating system that I can create called Microsoft Windows that will be on the majority of those computers. Out of his five friends, two said, man, you know what? I think you got a great idea there, and I'm going to get involved and support it. Three of his friends basically told him, man, you crazy. There's some of you out there listening in the listening audience right now who probably feel, you know, everybody ain't going to get their own lawn travel booking engine on their computer. Don't be like Bill Gates' three friends. Be that Dalton Thomas. Don't miss out on your opportunity. We missed out when Microsoft came into being. Missed out when Google came into being. Don't miss out on this opportunity. The majority of people, eventually at some point in time, are going to have their own online travel booking engine, because when they're ready to travel, why not book your own personal travel? Even if they don't get any customers, why not book your own personal travel from your own site and get a commission check as opposed to just a confirmation? People are going to do that the same way they pay their bills online, the same way they do everything else online. It's going to come a time that that's going to happen. The company's in a growth period. So if that's going to happen, how many people are you going to help to have that online travel booking engine as it happens? They're going to do it anyway, whether you share it with them or not. But the good news is this. You can get involved in this business now, and you can share it with people and get paid. Now, what do I mean, get paid? You can get paid. But the other network marketers out there listening, people who are marketing, you know, other different type of products, lotions and potions and prepaid and pre-legal and phone services and all of that, and I'm not knocking any of those things because I've done some of them. You know, I've done network marketing through insurance with A.L. Williams. I've done network marketing through Excel with telecommunications. I've done network marketing through prepaid legal and, you know, the compensation plan. Some of them were all right. But I never ended up where I'm at right now, where I have 54 people on my team, 54 downlines. YTB offers you the following opportunity. After you bring in your first six people and build what's called your first team, then for every six people that come into business under you, you get a $1,000 bonus. Once you have 100 travel stores out there, the company will give you a $10,000 bonus. Right now, we're into what's called a March Madness contest. And the company is allowing people right now, if you bring in 30 people in 30 days when you first come in into what's called your power team, after you've got that first six, your first team out of the way, you will make a total of $10,000. You'll make $7,000, and the company will give you a $3,000 bonus to add on to that, a total of $10,000. Even if you don't bring in 30, but maybe you brought in 12. Well, you'll make an extra $2,000 bonus money above the $600 that you would make in regular commissions. There's some couple other significant things that's important about understanding this YTB opportunity. Most people in network marketing, when they get involved in network marketing, they usually hold on to a regular job because they still need to keep the benefits that they have from their regular job. Well, with YTB, when you become what's called a director, you know, and different network marketing companies have different things. When I was in Primerica or A.L. Williams, you know, you become a regional vice president, then you become a senior vice president, a national sales director, and you know, you move up the line. I mean, I know in Amway they have rubies and pearls and other stuff. You know, all of organizations have their different terminology for different positions or where you're at in the company. Well, when you become a director in YTB, which means you and your team, the team helped you and you worked in your team and you have 500 people in the business, you get free major medical insurance without even having to take a physical exam. And does not matter about any pre-existing conditions. You also get $150,000 life insurance, and you also get a $2,000 at level one director, you get a $2,000 minimum guaranteed income each month above what you also bring in terms of marketing. Now, I don't know any other network marketing company that gives people major medical, health insurance, and life insurance and a salary besides the money that you make doing network marketing. One of the things that attracted me personally to YTB was the insurance, the health insurance piece. They say, well, if I work hard enough and get myself in position, that, hey, I can have free health insurance, no questions asked, no problem in terms of pre-existing conditions, and free life insurance plus a guaranteed salary. Network marketing companies don't offer that. YTB is so confident in its company and what it has to offer that they even have a $6,000 guaranteed program. What is the $6,000 guaranteed program? The $6,000 guaranteed program is that the company says, if you come in this business, if you follow the script that they have for the use of the Success from Home magazine program, and you don't make any money in a 12-month period, the company will give you a check for $6,000. Unheard of in network marketing industry. There's not another network marketing company out there that would guarantee you that they were going to give you some money if you won't make any money. I don't care which one it is out there. You name any of them, there's none. So network marketers that are listening, again, that's the challenge. Come on, get involved in this thing. If you don't make any money, the company's going to give you $6,000. That is so powerful. Some people think, you know, hey, this is a bunch of hype. It is real. They would give you $6,000 if you do not make any money in a 12-month period. Unheard of, again, in the network marketing industry. And those are some of the reasons why thousands of people across the country have YTB fever. Because those that are in YTB, yes, which we say means more than your travel biz, but really means you are truly blessed. And those of us in YTB, that's how we feel. Again, I want to thank you for listening tonight. This was a special edition. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as we continue to push with this March Madness contest and letting people know about getting involved in YTB and getting started. And you can start no matter when you start between now and convention time, which is in August. Your first 30 days in the business, you can come in and make $10,000. Think about that. Give me a call if you need more information at 252-212-0281. Until tomorrow night, this is Baba Jahi. Take care and God bless you. Up.
I'm on a path towards success and clarity. I'm in the